Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch to Ortiz is hammered out to left center field. High and deep and way gone for Joey Ortiz.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle joining us on the hotline. Hello, Lane.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Lane, do you guys have the off day in Atlanta today or Washington?
In Atlanta. Took off after the game last night and got into Atlanta. And so, yeah, off day today, kind of a day to pick your own friends and do what you want to do and actually getting ready to watch the movie Twisters. So,
Outstanding. That's the big hit of the summer.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I love the original, so I'm really excited to see it. It should be a good one, I think.
Who are you seeing it with?
Josh Maurer. We you know, even on off days, we find a way to sit next to each other.
That's outstanding. How hot is it there in Atlanta?
You know, it's not been as bad today. I mean, it's warm. Temperatures in the upper 80s to 90s, but there's been a little cloud cover at times today, a little bit of a breeze. It's actually much more pleasant than D.C. was. It was really hot in Washington for the entirety of the weekend. So it feels like we came south to Atlanta to catch a little break.
So Tropical Storm Debbie is dropping rain off the coast of Georgia. That's, you know, Atlanta's inland a little bit more. Does it look like the rain could be a threat either the next couple of days? It's going to kind of sit there, they're saying.
Yeah, so in terms of the game, I haven't looked that far ahead. I do think that we are supposed to get some of that rain from that hurricane, you know, the remnants of it, if you will, that are supposed to get here at some point tonight. So it could be a little bit of a factor. I haven't looked that far ahead yet to know, like, how it might impact game times and things of that nature. You know, it's a night game tomorrow night, night game on Wednesday. So we will see, but yeah, I mean, honestly, whenever we come down here, you always have some possible severe weather in the back of your head because it feels like there's pop-up showers down here. It gets so hot and humid at times that there's a lot of times when we come down in the middle of the summer where you just plan on sitting through a rain delay at some point over the three games, and hopefully it's not one of those that knocks you out of the game and you can get back on the field and finish.
Well, let's hope they win, Lane, because I think they lost four in the last five games, right?
Yeah, that I think would be correct. They won game one against Atlanta and won game one against the Nats and dropped the back two games of both of those series. So, yeah, that'd be right. Look, here's the thing. This team is young. They're going through it a little bit right now, and they're certainly not playing their best baseball. I think they would be the first to tell you that. I think they're 12-15 since July 1, so three games below 500 since that time. But they were up 7.5 games on June 19th. That was their largest lead. Still up 5.5. So they've lost two games in, you know, a month and a half. When you're playing from ahead, that's a great thing. It's hard for other teams to catch you because they have to play at a really, really high level. And if you can play 500 ball, it's going to be hard for those teams to catch up. Not that it can't be done. Certainly can be. And at some point, the Brewers want to put together a big stretch of their own, and I think they will. But, you know, we've been pretty blessed with this group because they just haven't had an extended losing streak at any point in time. They've had stretches where they haven't played their best baseball, but they've never lost more than three in a row. That's really unheard of over the course of a 162. And they have never got into one of those really, really rough stretches. That's how you win divisions. You play winning baseball in all the other months, and your tough month hopefully is one where you're just a couple games below 500. They've been above 500 in every month other than July. Hopefully they can get things going in the right direction here in August and finish strong over the next 2 months.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle is with us. So, Lane, I know you work nights a lot when the Olympics are on. Are you an Olympics guy? You've been checking out what's going on in Paris?
A little here and there. I ran college track, so I always have my eye on the track and field events. And so the 100 final yesterday was pretty neat. I'm a huge fan of Sydney McLaughlin. I just think she's an incredible athlete. Mm-hmm. And what she's been able to do in the sport of track and field is really impressive. So I keep my eye on the track and field events specifically. Those are the ones that usually catch my attention and have me tuning in when I can. But the thing is, you know, the sprint events, and I was a sprinter, and so that's what I'm the most, you know, into. I can pull those up on Twitter and watch them in 10 seconds or in 21 seconds, depending on if it's the 100 or the 200. So I don't always have to tune in right at that time to still be able to see, like, I saw the whole thing. It's not like watching a four-quarter football game or a nine-inning baseball game, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So here's our question, because we were just talking about this with Jason Smith in the last hour. Did you wear really long jewelry? Because we're seeing some of them doing these sprinting with all these, like, long necklaces.
Huge
on.
Huge chains.
Wouldn't that be distracting?
So I was a sprinter, and I was – so my first year of college was 2000. My first season was 2001, you know, the spring of that year. And that was the really big coral necklace phase, like where you wore it almost like a
quarter.
There's pictures floating around out there somewhere of me in my track singlet, and I might have been in a tanning booth recently, and I have a
like an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Sober. Yeah.
So that was my look. It looked really good in eighth place most of the time in college. But, that was my look. And, I cringe when I see it now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Was it the white shells, the little white shells with, mm-hmm. like, the yarn, mm-hmm. the brown yarn?
Yep, exactly what you're thinking it is. Yep, that's what it was.
That's amazing. So did you run the 100 and the 200?
Yeah. Yep. And
excellent.
I ran the 400 a little bit. And after my freshman year of college, the coaches came to me and said, you know, you're probably good enough to contribute at these events, but if you want to be really good, like all conference, try to be an All-American, you need to try to run the 800 and the mile. Because
okay, so we need a photo of Lane.
Is.
If anyone has this, where did you go to school, Lane?
University of South Dakota.
Oh, we need it.
We're going to find this. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to dig this up.
We're going to find this photo, and we are going to post it for sure. Are you a South Dakota guy, Lane?
No, Southwest Iowa.
Okay.
So Vermillion, South Dakota was like 2.5 hours away.
Yeah. I worked in Sioux Falls for 3 years.
So, yeah, I love Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls is a beautiful town.
Yeah, it's a great city. All right, we're going to find this picture.
I'm already looking online.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have this posted before the end of the show. Lane, enjoy the movie, and thanks for always making some time for us.
I'm not looking forward to turning my phone back on when I get out of
the
movie. All right, sounds good.
Yeah, you're going to get a little surprised late this afternoon. Take care, Lane. Enjoy Atlanta.
All right, see you guys.
Wait, I think I see it. Lane, are you still there?
Do you have it?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're so lucky. We are South Dakota. Is it the paw with the S&D?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to keep
getting
digging.
Close. I'm already getting close. All right. We'll keep digging.
If she's on it, Lane, you have no chance. She's tenacious. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Sounds good, everybody.